all the time. He got in every song together with all the times to fly. He was a German. All the times to meet the Jew. He got in every place together with all the times. He also sang the letter. He was dressed in British sign. He was dressed in British sign. How can you in British sign type that? Whatever Germany is completely based upon the concept that was conceived by Charles Darwin, that's what the Germans have to say. Now, survival of the fittest and the strongest, they said it's based upon the concept of Charles Darwin, that survival of the strongest, so Germany is fighting, Germany is winning, they are the strongest, you know. So then, an answer came, I read it in the New York Times, because in those days, I was a young boy, and I was very interested in going to the that I got from my mother, and from my father's family. My father, too, was very interested in going to the he read the morning journal every day. He never omitted it. Always wanted to have a time of those who interested in going to the and I used to have. Other pastors going. So I got that one thing I got that other English. I was interested so I used to read to New York Times. I didn't know this was not in society conception. But the news and the articles I wrote and I followed it up for leadership. So then an answer was sent by the British scientists to the German scientists, and who was the head of that group of scientists? That group of scientists who sent the answer to the German scientists? Huxley, the grandson of Thomas Henry Huxley, who was the collaborator of Charles Darwin. So, his grandson, of course, you know, Thomas Henry Huxley, and his grandson, he was also an so he was the apostle of the theory of evolution, because in those days the theory of evolution was more than the theory of scientific theory. You have many theories in science, many, and no one would know the world. Who knows? But the theory of evolution was considered in those days, maybe even today, I don't know, in the house of church, like a religion, being so much fanaticism. I mean, we consider the concept of the theory of evolution as the basic concept, ethical concept, that should motivate all the activities of man. Everything should be based upon the theory of evolution. You see, I mean, the German scientists say, how can you fight Nazi Germany at all? Nazi Germany is trying to implement the theory of Darwin, of the survival of the strongest. That's what Hitler is trying to do. He only wants to be kind of like help us. Survival of the strongest. Nothing else. Everybody has to help. But he listened to the answer that was sent by the Allied Germans. Then I will stop it. I don't decide what to expect. As a matter of fact, when I read that answer, I cried. No, this humanity sinks. All right, then, what to expect to get. But he listened to the answer that was sent by the British side. He says, of course, you will know in Charles Darwin. Survival of the strongest. He says that Germany is the strongest. We are convinced that Britain is the strongest. I cried. In other words, it was only magnificent tears. Not magnificent tears. Who is the strongest? So Hitler and the Nazis said, Germany is the strongest. And the British scientists said, to the side, and that's in church of human sense, which is different. But the British scientist, Huxley, the grandson,
Steine gelegt, dann ist Handy Huxley. Na, bring mir das mal. Mach mir das nicht zuerst. So, everything depends upon the outcome. Und du hast dich alle in. Wie du los? You put many times, the Germans went to win. You put so that means, that that's the end of everything. So, what to do? So, is it worth it out there? Only, I mean, just can't have spoken. The Britain is this guy. Britain is this guy. So this year, I remember that time, in the New York Times, in Chinese action, there was a demonstration of the Nazi and the Saudi and the BBC. It sounded. They saw it. Together. Somebody could help together. And we're very grateful to them. So, in the New York Times, in the science section on Sunday, saw it in 1940. One Sunday there was an article, a translation, and French, an article that was written in French by a French poet. A French poet, which he wrote among the things of such a beautiful article. French boy. So among the sentences that I remember, he wrote about Nazism. So he says that Nazism didn't fall just out of the blue sky. So the whole process, he says, the first one was Hitler. Then there was Nietzsche. And then there was Karl Marx. And then there was Lenin. And then there was Mussolini. And then came Hitler. And the sentence read as follows. I remember the sentence. That was the English translation of sentence. Hitler begat Marx. Marx begat Lenin. Lenin begat Benito Mussolini. Benito Mussolini begat Hitler. And Hitler declared the Second World War in which he wants to conquer the whole world. And according to the German scientists themselves, I'm not saying that this was the government of Charles Darwin, because Charles Darwin himself was a very religious guy. He was very full of Charles Darwin. He didn't believe in the mechanical evolution. He believed in creative evolution. But the other scientists that came after him, so they went a step farther and they rejected the concept of creation altogether and they adopted the concept of mechanical evolution, just like that happened, just like that. This is what I have to quote, how ridiculous it is to accept a concept of mechanical evolution. It's more home than the concept of accidental creation. Say one thing is fine, but mechanical evolution, so you have to say that only one thing is fine. Okay? A thousand things are fine. World that didn't spring forth just like that, alright? Springs forth just like that, mutation. Right? Don't have to explain mutation. You just have to invent a nice name, and then you explain it. That's the modern engineer. You just have to invent names and that's all. Finish. Everything. You can get everything away. And if you just can think of a nice name, you can get everything. You don't have to denote with them logic. You have scientific. You use nice vocabulary. Nice vocabulary. Imitation. Okay, now. There is everything. So this is what happened. To say the accidental independent creation of the whole world requires one commissar, one absurd posture, but to say creation requires not one absurd posture. it requires a thousand zohar. So this is the price. Kol mokim shekoko hamim. If you accept the concept of evolution, so you certainly have to believe in the Bereion. Otherwise, so you are just ridiculous. You are going to assume a thousand preposterous postulates. See, bigger nonsense can say that the whole world sprang forth accidentally, just like that. Just like that. So there was a belief in the moon at one point, the other point, so mainly everything sprang forth. I mean, this is the way, I mean, trying to explain. The other acts, because of the collision among planets, so such a beautiful world sprang forth. It's a very beautiful world, and places, and evolutionary tension, so so illogical. This is what Rav Kook said. But Rav Kook never meant that he accepts the theory of evolution. So according to Rashi, so we say, that means Chod Yitzirabo Dipatsuk. So there was one act of creation in the formation of Ron Chavet, and then the second Yitzirah was not Yitzirah. There was a separation, an operation, no Yitzirah. And the Umar Sabah, the one who says six brochers, three Yitzirahs are born. In other words, there were two acts of Yitzirah Bria. One Yitzirah was one act of Bria in respect to Bria Sodom, and the other act of Bria was formed in Atzila out of the piece of mesogram tissue, I mean, that stand out from the spine, that was made from the organism of Sodom. So then Chav was formed, so that a second Yitzhak, that quantity says, so it's just the other way around. So in Mandoma, he says, Chod Yitzhak, get Zonah. Rabbah says, Chod Yitzhak, get Zonah. So what is, why is it called Chod Yitzhak, Zonah? So there are actually two Yitzhaks. Adam was created first, and then Chav was created. The answer is, according to Christmas, he says the Zonah of his Chod Yitzhak means there was one Yitzhak in Adam. But the Torah says, Nadoma. So the Nadoma says, Chod Yitzhak Abe, so that means he was created to Patsy. So Chava was created as a very nice. Only Adam was created in Adam. And Chava was not created in Adoma. Chava was created out of Adam. Not in Adoma. So Chod Yitzhak Nadoma. Chod Yitzhak Nadoma. And the Mandoma who says, Shtei Yitzhak, even though it was one single act, but in other words, it was a creation in Adoma of Odom and Chav. So that's called Shtei Yitzhak. They are called Shtei Yitzhak. Look, the Kula Omer Chod Yitzhak Avoy, Ma'al Shobah, Bosamach Shobah Azim. So what does it mean? Because Machshava Zion, Rashi says, Sheshnai Moluk Machshava Yivore, Nidre Achotir, the Perek is in Tassi. What does it mean, Machshava? It says, Zinishon, Machshava, 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 Zinishon, the fact that, I mean, that's inconceivable, I mean, cannot even be here as that. What does it mean, the Machshava? Machshava is only for Sheshnai. And actually only echo. But whenever Chazal say Imachshobin Gav to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, it means that the goal is that they should be true. True. Let's say, according to Rashi, so Yitzirachas, and Yitzirachas, two parts of it. So Adam and Chaval were both created in Adam and Eve, and then there was just an operation. We separated Chaval from Adam, and Adam, and Adam from Chaval. But while they were created, as in the form of a silent dream, a double organism, like one, but the goal was reserved that in the course of generations, so the man has to meet out one contribution to humanity, and the woman has to meet out another. That's the machshav, only shnayim. The original intention of Yochanan, how can we really conceive of such a bizarre notion of Chassid Shalom? But the thing is, we were created echo, the form of the Sinus Dream, created echo, the form of the Sinus Dream, or, I mean, communications, in other words, we were created echo in the form of one organism, with a big piece of messenger standing out from the middle of this planet, whatever. But the goal was that each one should fulfill his and her contribution. Now, what are the unique contributions by men and the unique contribution by women? Perfect. I want to deliver a certain lecture. I delivered a lecture at the Yavne, Columbia University. Here, I'm always confused. When it's Yavne, when it's Yavne, I don't know. I mean, sometimes I get a call from this man, so it's from Yavne, and I get calls from here, and I don't know whether there's a strange meeting them. So I don't know, I'm confused. I delivered a lecture many years ago at Columbia University about the role, the higher nature of the woman in life. So it was published by the NCSY. It's dedicated to my mother's family. So there I mentioned it, but I'm going to say it now. Now, don't get the impression that I have to come over to give Ashkopish. It just happens. Because this Gemara lends itself to these things. It's not Ashkopish. It's a regular Shia and the Gemara that will come from it. The Torah in Bereshis Aleph, Pesach Chof Chesed, by Vorach Hinsam Elohim, by Yom Aleh Elohim, Chul, Vul, Midos, Oros, with the Shua, and do the Gasayom of the Hashemayim, So that's one bracha that the Rebbeinu Shlomo bestowed upon men. The bracha of Kibshua. And the Nore, the Bushu, and other places say, Ish Dakar Yerbeish, Beisha Dakar. Then, so that's why you boy king is all going to tell me, you tell me the king boy, you say, so how in king boy, so do part of it. So how in say king boy, so. So then when you have all this in the king, and you never have a king who is doing you as a lawyer, to be sure you do this as a young, to be a shaman for higher than this and that. So, do part of it. So one would say that the bracha of Kibush was delegated equally to Adam and Chava, to all the in the form of the Sinus Dream. But the more and more we play this, it's a strange question. Oh, okay. Thank you. Und man da mal was zu fressen mit euch. Und man da mal ein paar zu heim hinein sein bei euch. Paar zu gut nach sich. Man hat hier und hat hier. So each one, one for two. This part is a good part. This part is the man. And that part is the woman. So the more I say, Oma, ab nachher bei Yitzchak, die Stadler, die Sache, sage ich euch, I am sure that many other people represent this. So, the men's part, men's part. In other words, what is man in this? It means that at the early stage, in the years of Adam, before the separation took place, took a second, there was a man and a woman. Who was the predominant? Who was the predominant? The man. These animals. Because the prophet that was given to men in the early stage was the prophet of people. She did. So we started to obey. We need to walk there. He has to go to the front line and come and walk and be exposed to other women. Not the woman. It's come, not a man, it is a liberalist. The resemblance from country. Because why does our Hasel each dark in your days, they wish it out of your because it's out of the high regard for the world. So the man is Sadhguru. That's the then, after the operation took place. Another block I was given to men after that point. Ayika had a shemel a king as a rodom by an echeo began even the Ovdo Rishom. So the matter says, where's the Ovdo Rishomon? Ovdo Rishomon is not people. His work, Hazok, there are two concepts in the Ovdo. One is kibush and one is chazak. No, Rambam says the kisha v'sheino took effect to kibush, but the kisha shniyo took effect to chazak. Loi b'chayel that was in Vilnius chayel. Loi b'chayel the loi b'keach kim b'ruchi amar shel chayel. Chazak had word for the change. Told to the world, there was no kibush in Vaisei. There was no kibush. By special the last people. But here it is Chazok, the Ovdo Rishon. So the Ovdo Rishon war is to be understood as two implications. One, on a physical level. The Ovdo Rishon war cultivated, regarded, Chazok, work, labor, dedication, on a physical level. Then the Medrash says, Ovdo Zutfila. The Shom was a count, not on spiritual level, but on spiritual level, not Kibush Hashem, but Chazokim. Chazokim, through hard work. Some Jews who think that through Kibush we can be Kaddish Knesset Yisrael, they think through legislation that the Knesset they are coming to go from it. It's not accomplish anything through legislation by the Knesset. Can accomplish to Chazok education, demonstrating themselves, to teaching the Jewish masses, teaching the Jewish children, for them to accomplish, for them to be the Kaddish, problems for the kidney. The secular people are more effective than the tenderly unfortunate. The reform rabbis and the servants are so effective in the limit. The art of Kibbutz, and really, with all our attempts, we are shlimazos in the process of Kibbutz. But Chazokim can accomplish great wonders. The Ovdo Rishon war, the physical method of Ovdo Rishon war, the work dedication, hard labor, and on the spiritual level of Ovdo Rishon war, the Ovdo Zutfila and Rishon war the time. Now, many modern people are baffled by the fact that the halacha was not a call to
same recognition to remain an estimate other than other people. Whether we see the discrimination between the man and the woman itself, it's very strange. It's remarkable. Today, every week, I read articles in news about discussions, one mother and man, and one mother and woman attaching the traditional attitude of the woman as if Hazal had all been prejudiced against women and hated women. And I think I mentioned the story of this old Rosenberg, who was very involved in the leadership of Germany, Russia, Latin America. So many times we went to Petersburg, just running that day, to talk to the Minister of Education about Freud's family. So one time, the Minister of Education, Cyrus Bradford, was a very cultured person, so he said to him, the Jews are so prejudiced against the numbers. You say the blessing every day for your son, God, in order to consider the entrance intermediate between the apes and the human beings. And you say, water, show your son, God. So, it's all said to the use of religion. You think that we choose to strike and we have prejudice about women? How can I say such a thing? I know if each man are not like this. You know that each people are normal people. They are not prejudiced. They can discriminate. They can say the same kind of lesson to someone. I have such a problem. You know, they have heard before that the Jews say the office of the son of Israel. This is what I do. So he said, as we say, shall we send you short, keep them to our gratitude, to the light of God, for giving us more mitzvahs than we gave them. Such mitzvahs, such as my wife, and conclusion, and the rest of the time. So they know, I'm not obligated to church, and you are obligated to church. Women are not obligated to be involved in the study of Torah during night. And women are obligated to be involved in the study of Torah during night. So, we give gratitude to Almighty God. The same reason we give gratitude to Him, to express our gratitude to Almighty God, by giving us more mitzvahs than the Gentiles. The Gentiles were only given 7 commandments. And we are given 613. So, the Minister of Education in those days, Charles Russell, didn't give him his modest imagination. He couldn't think that the Jews are prejudiced towards women. He considered women as subhuman. But today, every day after, every man, and sometimes it's written by modern rabbi, not necessarily reform or conservative. It can be modern Orthodox, and sometimes it's written by modern Orthodox Orthodox. I'm not mentioning names, but how to be incredible. So the reason is why. What are the times? Why is it women translators? That means no equality. No equality. And women cannot test it. Why can't a woman be judged? So, that's not how it is. It comes out to come and say that women can be. So, I'm kind of going to think of a new way. I want to say your reaction. They said that a woman cannot be judged. It's clear. Why not? If they decided to use their brains a little bit,
said we were going to say that the reason is divine in human thought, in human 2.11, is that human has gone. Because if the human had been sure elated, that would mean that the human would have the burden of the men to have the confrontation. It should be sure elated, so it's, suppose she knows the testimony against someone, she should come to first and testify and face the resentment of the man. And if we suppose she is cultivated as her female, if the Lord had given it to the woman, you know, to be involved in these conflicts and these confrontations. He's darker than the Israelites, she's darker than the Israelites, because of the yard of women. No, it's because of respect for the woman. Because we consider the woman higher, as Rebbe says, Dimon Seiron Nosna Fribocha, the Isha Reisa, Yubiyesh. And that's the reason as to why a woman becomes Bas Mitzvah 12, and the man becomes a Bar Mitzvah only 13, because in effective intelligence, technical means, ethical values, and so on. So, a woman is superior, that's Dimon. So, a woman is superior to men. It doesn't mean that a woman is superior, you know, in academic intelligence. I don't know, I mean, I didn't take any statistics. I don't think it's true that women get higher marks in school than men. Really, I don't know, I haven't heard about it. But it's in the realm of effective intelligence, of ethical intelligence, of practical intelligence, how to behave, how to deport oneself. So a woman is superior to men, because a woman, and I said that in the lecture, I said the reason is to why a woman, as to why a woman says the bracha, and this bracha is not mentioned in the mark. Because of that, many women say it in Isha and Malach, but it's not mentioned in Malach, or Sanit HaTzayim. So it's not just Sanit HaTzayim, it's like dynamics. We'll find that it's mentioned. Oh. So that also has to be explained. It's not so common. We'll find that explanation. But in my opinion, the reason is why women say so Sanit HaTzayim, it means that women's sight was molded in accordance with all the eschatological goals that Almighty God had for the world and for the human race. In other words, of course, right now there is war and there is tribulation, but the Nisan is here. We discussed it in the synod. So, each on the Kino, the Tacho, the Nachomo, the Yisagoya, the Chaya, the Yomu, the Chomo, the Chitzacha, the Yisagoya, the Chasim, the Seyamim, as Meyoris. So, the eschatological goal the world is that there shouldn't be kibbutz, and that people should have recourse only to chazok and no kibbutz. Right now, unfortunately, we have to have recourse to kibbutz in the world. But this is not the eschatological goal, kibbutz. Chazok is. So, a human psyche was molded in accordance with the eschatological goal that the Rebbeinu reserved for mankind. Namely, Yodhikai, Yodhikiyah, King Yeruchim Hashem Tzvotis. I think I mentioned once. No, in Tanakh, we find the term Rosh, respect to a wicked man, and respect to a wicked woman. So, in the Tanakh, we find two wicked women. Not that the Tanakh doesn't respect any other wicked women, but we find two prototypes of wicked women. Isabel, no, in English, Jezebel, they are the same thing, and Asali. So how is Isabel and Asali designated? Isabel Amashas and Asali Amashas. In the Rayon, Asali Amashas. Amashas. Amashas means, why do you say men to be Mashiach? Why do you say Tito Sarocha? Why don't you say Tito Samashiach? And Isabel Amashas. And Messiah Mashas, the answer is because of the Rebbeinu Shalom, that the Rebbeinu Shalom molded the sight of the women in accordance with the psychological goals reserved in creation, for creation. Namely, Lady Fire, Lady Tiak, and the Lucasian Friends, Rachmanis, Hesse, Cholent, Rachmanis, how's it tonight, Rachmanis? Rechen, because that's a feminine quality, there's no effect. Nietzsche, the people last time was a great man, Nietzsche, so he hated the danger. He hated the danger of depression. He hated the Jewish people with the question of Nietzsche. And he hated women with the question. Nietzsche. He hated all the mistakes. He considered a certain place between the Danish area and women, and the places he saw behind, because the Danish women became back in the family, and a woman is naturally disposed of compassion. And of course, the Danish people, this is a brutal concept of happiness, especially the Italian, as long as the Jewish people has not abandoned the Catholic Torah, so they are demoted by the concepts of Rachmanis, and especially the Torah. He has a hit, never mind his talk by certain rabbis who mentioned the Rambam to support their bizarre ideas of expelling every act. That's a mutation. This kind of thing. This is an ideological mutation. It's an abuse of the Rambam, abuse of the Gemara, abuse of everything in the Torah, from Bereishis Bo to Leiko Yisrael, or from Ein Sekhin Lishma to the last Mishnah Buktzi. Even though he represents himself as an authority on Allah, the person can, on television, to the hearing of millions of women, say, when Pierre the couple asked him in Chicago, asked him, what will you do with the Arabs? I'll do exactly what Joshua, the son of Nun, did to the Canaanites. And that's a rabbi. That's a rabbi. And still, they found the Shiva. Will hail him as if he had been, I mean, the God of the Lord. We don't know how to try. But, so that bracha is of Chazoki, Shir Sanit Yatsen, because the mandate of Chazoki was given, was delegated not to man. The mandate of Tzibush was given to man. He keeps short. But then, after the operation, it's another bracha that's given. We all do Shamwa Chazoka. And this is the eschatological goal that the Bainsham had for the world. Loi b'chad, loi b'keach, kim b'ruch Hashem Tzadis. The reason is why men is higher than Jesus was mankind. And women not. The reason is why men is mechuyeh for disobeying the Lila, because man by nature is disposed towards that which is not noble. When a man is wicked, so he is not nice, he's not ethical. But it's natural. You don't have to call him Mashiach. When a woman is wicked, she's not natural. That's why it's called Asaya Mashas, Izero Mashas, because Israel was a woman, and innately she was disposed towards Rachmanis. But in order to become an Izebel, to become an Asaye, to kill her children and everyone, she had to overpower her own inner nature, her higher inner nature, and to become wicked. So she's Mashas. Mashas. She had to change herself. So that's what means Mitzirachas. They're always created together. But the machshove, the goal, is in Boris Naim. In other words, one mandate, the mandate of Kibbutz, represented by men, until the Messiah. And the other mandate, the mandate of Chazoke, of the author of Shomron, represented by the woman. So that's the Shomron. Oh, yeah.